Spirit Radio Podcasts.
It is Saturday Magazine with Jackie. You know, it's really important, isn't it, to keep ourselves physically and mentally healthy. I think we all agree with that. And in recognition of that, Sport Ireland are running a campaign called Keep Well with a range of resources online. And to tell us more about all of this, I have Fiona Upperman. Fiona, you're very welcome this morning.
Thank you so much for having me on.
It's great to have you here. And just start off a little bit, Fiona, by telling us about the Keep Well campaign, just a little bit in general, because I know you produced exercise video series and resources for different age groups. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so what we did, I suppose, this Keep Well campaign was a cross-government campaign. So it was developed then by Sport Ireland to try and help the general public stay kind of healthy and active during COVID-19 and during lockdown. So instead of just putting something out for the general public, Sport Ireland were really conscious to try and identify a number of audiences or groups that may be more impacted by COVID-19 restrictions and may not have access to their normal kind of resources and outlets. And so, you know, groups like the elderly or family with young children and postnatal women and then carers or parents of children with special needs. You know, so they were kind of focused on trying to help these groups a little bit more and maybe give ideas of ways to include more activity and simple exercises that can be done at home that will help, you know, these groups to stay healthy and stay, you know, mentally sane as well during that time. Because, you know, that was such a big thing too, you know. So what we did then was, you know, we kind of worked with Sport Ireland and then the various stakeholders in these categories and their own experts to try and create exercise videos for each of those audiences. So initially, Sport Ireland got me on board to do some work on the postnatal side. And then they really felt, look, you know, I think we really need to do something for children with special needs.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about that, because I believe, like, you have a series in particular designed for children with autism.
Yeah, we did. So, you know, I suppose it's difficult because there's such a broad spectrum of special needs. So what they did was we got in touch with CARA, who are a pan-disability sports organization, and they really try and work to increase sports and physical activity opportunities for people with disability in Ireland. So when we spoke to them about the Keep Well campaign, they really suggested, look, this is an area that could be really helpful for the parents and carers of children with autism, and because they wouldn't have had their kind of access to their normal resources in terms of physical activity or just their normal outlets with their special needs teachers or whatever it is. And, you know, it's a little bit more difficult, I suppose, to get a child with autism to try and understand why they can't go out and do their normal activities. They, you know, they may not get the whole concept of COVID and it may be a little bit scarier enough for them. Yeah. So if we were able to do something that would help with them at home to bring in a little bit more activity and to continue with their kind of physical and neurological and mental development, well, that would be a really good thing.
Yeah.
And so we also then got in touch with Adam Harris, who's the CEO of As I Am, and he was amazing in helping us with this. So he had really, really good insights into the benefits of sports and exercise for those, you know, with autism, and explained that children with autism can really struggle when it comes to feeling comfortable in kind of team sports or feeling comfortable in game situations. And, you know, it can be socially quite overwhelming for them. And then, you know, there's the sensory challenges and their interpretation of movements and all those difficulties, you know, that we wouldn't really consider for, you know, children who don't have autism. You know, and, you know, we really don't want their first experience with sport or exercise to be negative, because that will have a lasting impact with them on their relationship with sport and exercise for life. And it can have a negative impact then, obviously, on their physical development as well as their long-term health.
So there's a lot of things to consider there.
Yeah, a huge amount of things to consider, you know. And this is one of the things that when I was brought on to help with this campaign, that I was kind of going, gosh, you know, I'm not sure that I have enough experience in this area to try and deliver something, because the spectrum of children with autism is so broad.
That's
as well,
huge,
and we were so conscious that, you know, each carer or parent knows their own child best, and they will know what overstimulates them or what they may respond to. You know, some of the children are verbal, some of them are nonverbal, some of them really respond to tactile. So how do we develop a program that tries to incorporate all of those elements? You know, and the guys in Tara and Adam Harrison in As I Am, they were really helpful with this, and they kind of said, look, you know, it's going to be impossible to cater for everyone, so let's try and break it down to really simple movement skills or ideas that they can try. And then, you know, the parents or the carers can kind of interpret them themselves and say, look, this might work really well, or I know that's not going to work at all for my child, and we'll try something else on one of the other exercise videos.
Smart. That's a smart way to do it. Yeah, I love it. Yeah. So it's amazing to me, like, all the thought that's gone into it and all the care. And I'm sure across all the programs, that kind of care and thought has gone in as well.
It's amazing. And really have to say hats off to Sport Ireland for pulling together these campaigns. And the other thing as well, because, you know, we didn't know how long lockdown was going to last for or how long this. And so they really had to pull it together quite quickly, and they did a huge amount of work in the background and getting the different stakeholders involved to try and make sure that we were producing something that was usable and was relevant and that people would really get benefit from.
And probably they'll go on and continue to use it after all of this is over.
And that's a big thing that they wanted to have something, really good content that could remain online on their website for a long time
after.
These resources that are there, that people can go back to time and time again and go, oh yeah, I remember that was really good, or maybe give you ideas for something else to do with that, you know. And that's across the board on all the campaigns, not just on the one for the children with autism.
Yeah, so it really sounds like a wonderful initiative, Fiona. Tell listeners how they can access the video series.
Yeah, so all the videos across all the different campaigns are available on the Sport Ireland website. And that is www.sportireland.ie/keepwell.
Excellent. Fiona, thanks so much for coming on this morning.
No problem, Jackie. Great to talk to you. Have a wonderful day.
You too. That's Fiona Opperman from Sport Ireland. We will thank her so much for coming on today and telling us all about these great resources to keep us a little bit fitter and healthier. Don't we all need just a bit of that? Spirit. Now, you know, recent reports in the papers, it's been in the papers quite a lot these last few weeks, that there's been a huge increase in home births during the last year, which is most likely because of the restrictions being placed on maternity hospitals with partners not being able to come in or be a part of the labor process until the very, very end. So myself, we've 7 kids, 5 of them were home births. And our next guest will be able to tell us about home birth. She's a community midwife, and I'm delighted to welcome Allie Murphy to the show. Good morning, Allie.
Good morning, everybody. It's lovely to be here.
Oh, it is so wonderful to have you here. I know, like, with these reports of, you know, what's going on in the hospitals, and there's been quite a few upset moms and dads, of course. Have you been seeing an increase in the last year with COVID and all that of home births in Ireland?
We have been inundated, let me tell you, Jackie.
Yeah.
The increase is just phenomenal. And I know it is because of COVID, but what has really happened is that women have finally found the truth of the care pathway that they're entitled to. I work for the HSE, which is a free HSE home birth package, and women don't know about it. Nobody's telling them about it. And the pandemic has made them do their own research and unearth their own truth and find out what it is that they can do. And it's been incredible to to group these women.
So a silver lining in the COVID situation for women in...
I call it COVID gold. I've had quite a bit of COVID gold in my life, but this one is that women are finding out about a care pathway that they're entitled to birth at home under the expert care of midwives in the safety of their own home.
Wonderful. And you touched on something there, Allie, that I think probably it would be the thing that keeps a lot of people from home birth is that fear factor. They think, oh, it's going to be safer in hospital than in home. But when people start to research that, they find something quite different indeed, don't they?
Well, the research tells us now, I mean, there's no point, you know, the research is telling us that home birth is equal to hospital birth. I mean, women should be birthing at home, and unless they fall out of the criteria into a medical system, they should be going to the hospital. But low risk, healthy, fit, well mothers with one baby on board should all be given the option of birthing at home.
And what are the benefits, Allie, of birthing at home? What would you say are the benefits?
Well, the benefits really are that you have one primary midwife looking after you through your pregnancy. And this midwife then gets to know you and you get to know her. She gets to know your blood pressure. She gets to know how your baby's heart rate is doing. She gets to know where your baby is lying. Birth is all about safety and trust. And when a woman can trust herself to let go in front of trusted people that are known to her. Birth changes. Birth becomes a physiological, calm, normal, natural event where she can let go and birth. Mm-hmm. So by knowing your midwife, for me, is the absolute key to all women should know their midwife.
Talk a little bit about that, Ali, about that relationship of trust that builds up over the months between mom and midwife.
Well, we are all fully trained, highly trained. Most of us university degree and masters in midwifery. We've all done our continued professional development every year. We're upskilling in all the neonatal resuscitation and basic life support and all of those things. We are midwives. Midwives are with women. And when we step into relationship with a woman and her family, and we're meeting them, the same woman is meeting her own midwife at all of her visits, or most of her visits, depending on the package. And we get to know each other so that when we come to her in childbirth, she fully trusts and can surrender into our care, which will allow her body to birth as physiologically as it's designed to do.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think what you were saying something there earlier about how you feel like COVID and the pandemic and all has maybe spurred women to do that little bit more research when it comes to birthing options. Mm-hmm. Where do women start with that? I mean, do they just go to the internet and type in home birth, or how can they explore yeah. their options in Ireland?
Okay, well, basically, any woman can just do Home Birth Ireland or HSE Home Birth. You know, we are free HSE Home Birth package, as I said. They literally can print in anything like that. I mean, most women are on some form of social media at the moment where there's Facebook pages, there's Instagram pages, and there's basic old HSE websites. And that's how they find us.
Mm. And if someone is looking to make an inquiry, particularly to community midwives, how do they get in touch?
Well, our numbers are all on the HSE website, okay? So they'll find the list of the midwives that are working in the country now. Once again, sadly, it's not geographical. It's the luck of the draw. There's only 8 of us working in the Leinster area, and we're booked right up now to January, February at this point.
Wow.
So don't delay.
Wow.
You know, what I would say to women is, if you're thinking at all that home birth is something that you would really like to explore for yourself, don't wait until you're 20 or 24 weeks pregnant. You have missed the birthing boat at that point.
Yeah. You got to get in there early.
Get in early and just have the conversations, have the chat. And I tell you, to all those women, you will be reassured by talking to us. You know, we will answer your questions as much as we can, and then you can at least have your foot in the door. So sooner rather than later is a good idea.
Absolutely. Ali, I know you're on your way to a birth, so I don't want to delay you, but thank you so much for coming on this morning and sharing your encouragement with others.
My privilege. I'm so excited to be going off to this birth. It's a wonderful sunny day, and this baby's going to arrive into her mama's arms hopefully soon. So it's a great day, and thanks for having me on.
Gorgeous. It was great to talk to you, Ali. Thank you so much. That's Ali Murphy. She's community midwife. We thank her so much for coming on today and wish her all the best on the birth that she's heading to. It's a beautiful experience, I have to say. Personally, I really enjoyed my home births, and it's just a lovely way to welcome your little one into the world. Communitymidwives.ie. Go on to the website, type in home birth Ireland, and you can find what options are there for you. And I tell you, you know, there are options, and that's something to explore.
Spirit.
I'm just wondering if you've ever heard of Camp Veritas. They run summer camps for Catholic teens. They've been doing that for 12 years in the States, and they've been in Ireland for 5. And the good news is they are back this year. We're so excited that they're going to be here this year. Online now from New York, very early in the morning for Ryan Young. He's on now to tell us more about it. Good morning, Ryan. How are you this morning?
Good morning, St. Jackie. How are you?
I am good. I am so grateful that you're up this early Saturday morning. I mean, Saturday morning is the morning for sleeping in, but here we are to talk about Camp Veritas. Tell us all about it and what campers can expect when they attend.
Sure. So Camp Veritas is a week-long pray and play overnight experience. So, you know, we are in the mission of just bringing souls to the Lord and letting them sit in the Lord's presence for a week. And all of our youth are taught in a way that They just fall deeply in love with the Lord, especially through the Eucharist.
That's beautiful. Beautiful. It's so true. You know, like, Ryan, I say this to parents, you know, that like what our job as parents of our children is to like set a kindling, right? Like for a fire. We set the kindling as parents, but we can't catch it on fire. The Holy Spirit has to do that. And I see Camp Veritas as a good way of getting the Holy Spirit in there to catch that fire on in the soul for the young people. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, at the end of the day, what happens is as parents are dropping kids off and they're kind of like around hundreds of other kids typically, and the parents pick them up at the end of the week, what they realize is that everything that the parents have been trying to do at home is completely reinforced with these kids at camp. All those messages they've been teaching for the years, the kids now say, huh, my parents may not be so crazy. Their parents are doing it and their parents are doing it. This is kind of the expectation, and I understand why my parents are asking us to do these things. And then, believe it or not, the kids start doing dishes and stuff at home or not complaining if they have to go to Mass or youth group or anything else. And parents are like, wow, I mean, this worked. And then the parents come back years later and start volunteering for us. So it is, it's been just such a wonderful grace to see how the Lord works.
Yeah, it's really a positive kind of a peer support, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and it's also in an environment that's palatable. So one of our things that I've learned is that a human being can only kind of sit in attention for about 45 minutes. I don't care if you're 12 years old or if you're 80. And so in Jesus' time, he had to go do a miracle every 45 minutes. I mean, every 45 minutes he was going to heal the blind or walk on water or something of that nature so people's attention could be reset. And we don't have, you know, a lake to walk on, but we do have, you know, dodgeball and soccer and I guess you guys call it football and art stuff and talent shows. And so the kids have a deeply religious experience broken up by a bunch of activities through the day. So as they're 12 years old through 18, I mean, it's something that they don't feel like they're in school. They feel like they're in a camp. Yeah. And they're just, it's enough fun that they keep coming and bringing their friends.
Well, I have to say, everything you've said is true. We've had our kids at Camp Veritas for the last 5 years, either as volunteers or as campers. And this is the one thing they look forward to all summer. And they were crushed last year when it was canceled due to COVID. So they are so, so excited that it's coming back this year. Tell us a little bit of details, Ryan, of where it is, when it is, how that's going to happen.
Sure. So it is in the prestigious boarding school of Congolo's Woods in Kildare. It is like Harry Potter's castle. I mean, it's
beautiful.
It's really posh.
It is really beautiful.
You know, you're walking around out there, and it is like, this is the way it should be done. I mean, we're not out in the sticks in a tent or something, you know. So so it is from August 2nd through the 7th. And so that's a Monday through a Saturday, and it'll be going on this summer.
Yeah, and I believe you're always, of course, looking for campers, but this year particularly, you're looking for volunteers. Tell us about that.
Sure. So, I mean, always campers are welcome. The sooner you sign up, the better. And volunteers come in for free. They just walk through this journey with the kids. You got to be over 18. But frankly, if you're, you know, 73 and want something to do, we can always use the hands. I've always found, I'm going to say something a little off color. I say my young people are good looking, my old people are useful, you know. So, you know, it is great to have anyone who has a call for some adventure on the front line of the soul to come and be with us this summer.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. So, yeah, I mean, and the thing is that what I love about Camp Veritas is that it's just such an uplifting time. It's so exciting. The kids enjoy it. Anybody that I know, any of the young people who have volunteered and we've, like, you know, sometimes they have to have a place to stay over for the night before they get on their flight the next day. And we've hosted a few of them after the camp. And the things that they talk about that they experience during the week are just phenomenal. It's life-changing, isn't it?
It is. It puts them on the right path. I mean, mm-hmm. There's nothing more critical to a human in their development than to step out of their lives in pilgrimage for just long enough in time to look back at their life and say, am I in a path that ends in eternal life or not? To ask those big meaning of life questions. They come in somewhat lost very often, and they finally get on a path with Christ and have meaning and have a reason for doing what they're doing, which changes everything.
Yeah.
And so it's critical.
It is. It is at that critical time of life as well. Ryan, tell people just finally where they can get more information if they want to book camp or if they want to apply as a volunteer.
Sure. Everything is at campveritas.ie. Okay, so campveritas.ie. On there, there is a video that you can see what camp is like. That's 3 minutes and pretty cool to watch. And there's all the information you can want is right there.
Excellent, excellent. Ryan, thank you so much for coming on this morning, getting up so early on your Saturday and letting us know about Camp Veritas. Thanks so much, and we wish you all the best with it.
Thank you so much for your support. God bless.
Absolutely. God bless. That's Ryan Young. He's the founder of Camp Veritas. It's taking place in Ireland this year, August the 2nd, Monday, August the 2nd through Saturday, August the 7th. It's happening in Clongowes-Wood College. You can go to Camp Veritas, B-E-R-I-T-A-S, campveritas.ie for information on how to sign up as a camper or how to sign up as a volunteer. Guys, I highly, highly recommend it.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.